Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. Happy 2024, bitches. Ew.
New year, new me, baby.
New year, new you.
No.
It's crazy.
Jer's got his groove back.
It's yeah? just crazy how old we are.
I know.
Like, remember 2000?
2000. I remember 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
2000, 2000 are the same thing.
We That's thought our true. Computers were all going to break.
Oh my God.
But like
the
that
end of the world?
Was a thing. And it's weird to have like a cognitive memory about that. And then also be like, it's 2024. And like, it's no big deal. Like I'm not creeping towards death.
I saw some TikTok and it was like asking some younger kid. They're like, what do you think is old? Like, what do you consider old to be? And they're like, I just think anybody born with a 19 in front of their year.
Fuck off, kid.
And I'm like, that's horrific because we're 1980s. So they even think the whole generation of the 90s is now old. So we're like super old.
Well, yeah, my sister was born in 90, either 94, 96, and she's like 30.
Yeah.
Now.
94, 96.
I can't remember.
It would be 94.
Yeah, 94.
And she'd be 30.
I am so young.
I feel young.
We are young, guys.
I feel young until I get tired.
I don't even think we need to go down this road because we are doing just fine. Seriously.
He just bet a number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2024 is getting us bad.
We're going to just Benjamin Button ourselves.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah. I can Benjamin Button myself sometimes.
Yeah?
And then sometimes it just...
Brad Pitt's doing it.
I mean, Brad Pitt is just so fucking hot. He's always going to look
amazing. He got a lower facelift.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Before we start today's episode, if you haven't joined us on Patreon, please join us. We'll make it short. We have true crime episodes over there. One every single week. If you're looking for more bonus true crime content, join us. Maybe that's your New Year's resolution, is to listen to more good true crime podcasts.
A New Year's gift, if you will.
A New Year's gift to yourself.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Aw.
I love it.
Me too.
Do we want to get into today's day?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. So we're going back to 1643. Sir Isaac Newton was born.
Mm, is that the app
on this?
Overrated fruit fell from the tree?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Isaac Newton. In 1790, President Washington delivered the first State of the Union address.
Is that why they're called Fig Newtons? Because of the fruit?
I don't know.
In the thing?
I don't know. Because of the apple? That would make
Keep
sense.
Keep talking. I'm going to look this up.
I also
up.
Thought Edgar... Like, I thought Edgar... The word poem came
Edgar
from
Allan
Edgar...
Poem.
Edgar Allan Poem.
We know this. We know this.
Wait, you know what's so crazy about that? The next thing on my list was a quote that Edgar Allan Poem gave today.
What?
I found a new thing that actually tells you quotes of the day. Like, the person said this on that day.
I love that.
I don't know what you... Oh, 1848. January 4th, 1848. Edgar Allan Poe said, I became insane with long intervals of horrible sanity. What a great quote.
Wow. I have a magnet of that quote on our studio fridge.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
Like it's meant to be.
And fun fact, Fig Newtons, named after Newton, Massachusetts. Nothing to do with...
Well, that's boring.
Sir Isaac
Glad
Newton.
We sorted that out.
Yeah.
Wow, what a bummer.
But real quick, since we're on the subject of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
Did you finish or start Fall of the House of Usher?
We started it.
So you have to stick with it.
It's all related to
it's
Edgar
all
Allan Poe.
It's all Poe themed.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's... you have to be okay with a little bit of like campiness, and it's super indulgent because it's all like surrounded by the Edgar Allan Poe like imagery and works, where it can get a little cheesy.
That's why I turned it off.
But I fucking loved it. Like, you have to hang in there. Like, episode 3, it just gets insane. Like, everyone dies.
Yeah.
But spoiler alert. We know that. No, they tell you.
We know that.
They tell you that in the beginning. Like, yeah.
So it's just, but it gets really fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, I loved it.
I was looking to watch it like during Halloween time as a spooky show. I thought it was spookier than it is.
It's like a thriller. It's like Succession mixed with like...
There were a lot of jumps in that first episode.
I was looking for a scary.
I don't like a jump.
Yeah.
Not a jump scare.
But you guys should try it again.
I'll try it again. Okay, 1885. The first...
She won't try it again.
She might.
I can tell.
No,
when Jack says I'll try it again, she's not trying.
Just give it a shot.
I'll watch it for you. I'll report back.
I'll follow
up. I don't know.
I will watch it. I'll report back.
God, you know what? It's just like we're always really, really needing of a good TV to watch. And there's less and less things. And I feel like especially this year after all the things got canceled, it's just going to get more and more bleak.
Midnight Club, also very good.
Yeah.
Mm. And that movie Perfection with Allison Williams, which is insane. Mm, with the cellos. I sent the in the group chat.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Maybe you should.
I will. 1885, the first successful appendectomy was performed in the United States.
Relevant because Jack had one.
Yes.
Shout out.
Everybody might need one sometime. 1905, Sterling Holloway, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, was born.
Any relation?
Holloway is a great name.
Any relation to Matt?
No. But I like that name,
Wouldn't
Sterling.
That be cool? Sterling Holloway. That's a nice name. Keep it in the docket. Note.
Yeah. My kid's having a way weirder name than that.
I like Sterling Holloway.
I still want Holiday Holloway.
Have you told that to the public?
No, just the people I've told hate it.
Oh, I love it.
I love it too.
Jared loves it. An
Holly Holloway?
I love an alliteration.
Best name. It's happening.
Holiday I love it.
Holloway.
I saw the cutest little meme about Winnie the Pooh.
What about Molly? Molly Holloway.
Ew. Molly's cute.
Yeah.
No.
That's Molly Holloway.
Molly Hall. It's almost sound like Julia Gulia.
Ew.
You know, it's got that same vibe.
Gulia sounds not good.
Julia Gulia.
Well, Julia Gulia from Never Been Kissed.
Drew Barrymore. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a really cute meme about Winnie the Pooh.
Okay.
And so, you know how he has a little crop top on? His little crop top? Well, Piglet is wearing little shorts of the same color. Aww. And like the meme...
They split the clothes?
Was like one of them was wearing the full outfit and they got cold and they split it and like give it to the other one. And I thought it was really cute.
Makes you want to cry.
My heartstrings.
I know.
Shit like that really gets me, man.
You can't hit me with stuff like that. I don't want to know Winnie the Pooh lore.
Dude, people who make cartoons where it's like, oh, these animals, like, we're friends. Are we friends? Like, those little, get me. I can't.
It's like the two dinosaurs. Have you seen that
yes!
one?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. God. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
You're like, we're best buds. I'm like, oh, fuck. Here I go.
I know. Turn on the waterworks.
It really... Nothing hits you like a cartoon.
You can have two humans doing anything and I'm emotionless, but two animals doing something and I'm just like, or a cartoon
so
of
sweet.
It.
Well, because it's like you put your own self into it.
That's why Pixar works so
what
well.
What fucked me up for like probably 2 weeks was the cartoon about they found this fossil with three kinds of animals like snuggled and they did a cartoon about it. And it was like when the great crater, not the crater, the meteor hit and like it ended the dinosaurs. These three animals hid in a cave together. And they're like not animals that would ever hang together. It was like a mole rat, a lizard, and like a cat. And like they were like cuddling when it ended because they were scared.
Oh God.
That is sad.
I can't
with this. Move on.
It's kind of like that. See, but you wouldn't think that this is as sad, but it's like the skeleton of like the two people that were like
so beautiful
that were like hugging, like the fossils of
like
the
Pompeii.
I don't. It wasn't Pompeii, but it was like something,
some event.
Adam and Eve from Lost.
Yeah,
or an earthquake or something.
Yeah, and they were just hugging.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Okay.
And
I want to
so
do that
sad.
Stuff alive, though. You know,
cuddle.
Yeah, it's way better.
Dude, yeah.
I don't want to die.
No.
I don't want to die.
Let's go existential. It's the new year. We're getting existential here.
I'm always existential.
What?
I'm always existential.
I think a few times a week where we're watching something scary and someone dies. I'm like, I really don't like the idea of my corpse. Like,
oh, no.
I can't do this. I'm like, it's really scary to me.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a natural part of life. This is the only
thing
that's
unavoidable. No, I don't like it. I don't believe it.
Okay?
I think you're right. And I think looking at death as a part of life in a positive way is actually kind of liberating. And sometimes I'm there where I'm like, I get it. And people make it look easy. They die all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, if my wimpy grandma can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah.
And then you like start thinking of the fear of the unknown and like what happens after death.
I think it's peace. I think it's peace.
She thinks it's peace.
I just get really weirded out about what's going to happen to my body and people touching me and stuff.
Well, that's why you have to think about what you're going to do with it.
They're still going to move you.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like, even if I'm like, cremate me, that makes me even weirder. At least if I have a corpse, like, in a grave site, like, I could come back out. I exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of, like, not existing at all, like, my body not being anywhere, weirds me out.
That's true.
Because, like, Matt likes the idea of cremation, and I'm like, I really want a grave.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to be somewhere.
Being turned into dust freaks me out.
I don't want to go down there.
I do. I think it's like quiet.
I want to go to space.
Spooky.
I'm doing it. Or a mausoleum. I'll be above ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Space is even spookier.
But dust seems spooky.
I think I don't like the idea of space just because it's like you really don't know what's
going on
over there. And then what if there is some semblance of like your soul going with you or like it exists somewhere and then you fucked it up by shooting yourself into space?
Oh, wow. That's terrifying.
You know?
Yeah.
Dude, if you're at a graveyard, at least there's peeps around to like,
yeah. or like, other souls on Earth. Like at least you're still on Earth. Like, I don't know. Getting shot up there and alone, it just makes me think of that movie Gravity. And then you're like literally like floating around by yourself.
Like a bubble. Like,
literally the most terrifying thing in the world.
Nope. Being buried with my stuffed animal. I want to be buried with my stuffed animal, the things I like. Classic burial.
Classic burial.
Classic burial.
Here lies Alexis underneath it. Classic.
Hey, I don't have a will. So if anything happens to me, point Matt in this direction.
Okay.
He listens to Killing Time. We'll hear this.
We'll mark this episode as your living proof.
Last will and testament.
Yeah, this is your will. Your virtual, not virtual, your audio will.
I'm buried with my jewels, my stuffed animal.
Your jewels.
You're bringing it with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Like you're like in a sarcophagus or something? Yeah.
I love this for you. Okay.
That was a nice little deep detour.
Hey, detour. It's after Christmas. We're all having post-holiday depression.
Yeah, it is the blues.
Yep.
Okay.
We took it there, guys. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. Let's go.
1936, Billboard magazine published its first hit parade, a list of the most popular song recordings. I wonder what the first one was. I didn't look it up, but it would be... You've been on the Billboard charts a few times, Jared.
Jared!
You know me, Jack. Burning up the Billboard charts.
That's so casual.
He's burning up.
You know me, guys.
You made it to number 5.
I made some appearances.
Jared, you're killing it.
Once.
I've shown my face here and there.
For the universe to exist, think about how few people get to be on that chart,
That's
and you've
very
done
true.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Good job, Jared.
I'm proud of my guys and myself.
Thank you very much. It's so much work.
We've done a few things.
Killing it.
In 1962, New York City modernized its subway by starting its first unmanned trains. That has got to have been, it must be like people driving around in those driverless Ubers right now. Like kind of a little bit scary.
Is it Waymo?
Waymo? Is that what it's called?
Is that what it is?
The driverless Ubers?
There's some in Phoenix. They look crazy.
I don't think I want to be doing that yet.
I think I do.
Really?
Yeah, because like...
Do they put those on the freeway?
If something goes wrong and you live, you're set for
Sue
life.
Sue the fuck out of it.
Yeah, you just fucking...
Yeah, but what if you die? Well, then, you know. Just for the novelty. But...
Just because you wanted to win that lawsuit.
Yeah, but the subways are not as scary because it's a track. It's like a roller coaster, right? Yeah. Like you can't go...
A lot of external variables.
But I'm
here.
Just saying for the first people that rode the unmanned trains, they probably felt the same way.
Right. I doubt they even told the public.
That's true.
I doubt they even told the public.
They're just like, get on.
There are unmanned trains.
Yeah, the subway.
The subway is an unmanned train.
Correct.
I think it's just like on the track.
There's not a guy up there.
It's
like,
computerized.
Coal in a little
oven. They have staff.
And like a cute little hat.
But there's not like someone. No, and it also removes like liability. Like it's not fair for it's not fair for conductors. Like because there are so many variables that. People shouldn't be jumping in front of trains and stuff, but they still do.
I see what you mean. Okay.
In 1988, Nick Jr. programming started on Nickelodeon.
Nick Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Another cute little pairing. Like, they're always like, cute little cartoons.
Well, you know, Steve is still out there on Instagram.
From Blues Clues?
I mean, on a TikTok, yeah. How's he look?
I think it's over.
It looks like you would think he would look now.
No,
he did a really cute TikTok during COVID, like when everything was like... Like hitting the fan, he did like a really. He was like, hey, everyone. Like, he did Steve.
What?
And it was, like, really nice. I think for our generation was all just like, okay,
is
thanks.
His username, like, Steve from Blue's Clues? Like, how do I find him?
I don't know. I'm sure you can find him. He literally, I just saw something he posted, like, 3 days ago.
What? You're in his Steve talk?
I'm in Steve talk.
Fuck.
I just like it. Anything nostalgia. Jared isn't feeling it.
I like
no,
Mr.
no,
Rogers.
I'm down. I'm just saying, after the resurface, like, I think I'm all good now.
What do you mean?
I don't need any more Steve.
You did you like the COVID
thing? I did like the COVID thing, but like, yeah. I don't need anything more from there. I'm good.
Okay.
I needed that. That was great. But like, now I'm done.
Yeah, so you want to limit Steve?
I'm limiting, because it's a figment of my, it's like part of my.
I don't need to follow him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I will.
I don't need to be that close to Steve. Like, love you, Steve. But I like, will. I'm out here doing this. Like,
I'm not
stuff.
Stingy with my TikTok follows.
All right.
You really? Well, you don't even see anybody you follow
anyways.
I don't
anyways. Even go on there.
Yeah.
I don't produce any
I go
content.
On there.
I'll say
I go
that.
On there a lot.
I doom
I've really
scroll.
Upped my TikTok
love doom
time.
Scroll.
It got me.
He found his algorithm.
I found my algorithm.
It's got me now. I go on. Yeah. I go on daily.
What's better than TikTok?
6 hours when you're feeling overwhelmed. And sometimes a 6 hour doom scroll is like nothing I've ever experienced. Like bliss, I've never experienced. Yeah, it is.
But the thing is,
I
also
learn things.
That's what I'm saying. During a doom scroll on TikTok, I end up learning the most random facts what? That I use in everyday life.
Can we break down doom scroll? Like, what does doom scroll mean?
Doom scroll is just
hours.
I mean, yeah, you spend hours, but usually.
Is,
but here's
the
thing
doom
about.
Part,
I think that TikTok isn't doomy. I think Instagram is pretty doomy. TikTok. You're just in the most random cycle of shit that you're seeing everything.
But
it mostly is not negative. It's mostly just like a nice distraction.
But they're also learning what you want.
Yeah.
And they bring you more of what you want
so
based
just,
on what you stay
so
on the
So just
longest.
Say not interested for anything negative, and then it'll just start giving you some like little bunnies.
Dog
and
rescue
like,
videos. Yeah. I was like, I'm good on these.
Yeah. And
I only want cute puppies. I don't want the rescue. Yeah. It's too fucking depressing.
Yeah.
The neglect and the abandonment. I don't need any of that.
You know, like the before and after, like their journey from going from like mange to.
It's too emotional.
Really?
I cry and I doom scroll in the morning and that's when I cry.
It's like getting like an ASPCA, like
I think, yeah,
Sarah McLachlan in the arms of the angels type shit.
Dude, she is still doing those commercials.
Make that money, girl. I just, it hurts me. And I already like donate money to animals.
You doom scroll in the morning?
Oh, hell yeah. Right out
I mean,
of bed.
Kinda. I usually
flip that shit open immediately.
Not doom scroll, yeah, not right doom scroll, but I definitely go on TikTok for like 10 minutes before I get out of bed.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm sensitive in the morning.
My TikTok doom scroll is definitely a late, not late night, but like it's rotting on the couch, reality TV, doom scrolling at the same time.
Morning. Right out of bed.
God, you guys
and
are
do
weird.
You laugh alone in bed
yes.
to this thing?
I did it this morning.
Yeah, I did today.
I forgot what I was
chuckled.
Laughing at.
You know, you had a weird laugh this morning that made me think like something cute. Like I thought it was like maybe something for me. Like it was like a sweet little.
I was like, ha!
No, that's not it. But it seemed cute. And then it was just some fucking stupid video he was watching.
Yeah, probably video games.
No video games.
Anyways.
It was.
Okay, next. 2001, Vanilla Ice was arrested and spent a night in jail after a row with his wife, which led to him ripping out her hair. Dark.
Not into that.
That's not good.
No.
No.
Also, just a night in jail. I'm not sure what happened after that, but
ripped
maybe
out her hair.
Wait,
maybe
assault? Like assault.
It said after a row with his wife.
What's
but
a row?
I don't know. It seems
a
like
fight?
After his assaulted his wife.
Were they in a boat?
No, a row sounds like a row. Slang for an argument or
an incident. Yeah, an incident.
Like you threw down.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Seemed like he threw down. Anyways.
He threw down.
Sick.
Yeah.
How
come this isn't talked about?
Because it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was in 2001.
We've had Chris Brown since then.
Yeah, but we're just letting him do like home fucking renovation shows. Like that's just the consensus here. Okay.
Well, people forgot Chris Brown did anything.
His career kind of was like failure to launch,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he does HGTV now.
What?
Yeah, he like renovates houses and shit.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, he's out there like flipping houses and shit.
No.
Dude, I swear
yes.
to God. Yes.
I
swear
I forget
to God.
What his show's called.
Rob Van Winkle is his name, right?
Yeah.
He's out there like
what?
Yeah. Obviously, he needed a
his name is Rob Van Winkle.
No.
And he flips houses. You've now lived long enough to know this information. I'm sorry.
That's fucking crazy. Hey, at
no.
least it's like you can reinvent yourself, I guess.
I guess. Like
when something happened that long ago before social media, you really fly under the radar with your assaults.
I just
That's
mean
so fucked.
That you can go from being Vanilla Ice to a HGTV house flipper.
Rob Van Winkle, dude. Like
without even mentioning Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Do people know that it's him?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Not everybody. What are you talking
What's
about?
What's the show called? It has to be something like Vanilla
Ice. Like
Ice Renovations.
Yeah.
You realize how many people see that, watch that show and have no fucking clue.
No, they all do because they're all like in the generation that knows him.
HGTV is not a Gen
Z. I highly disagree. I think that there's
the only people with house.
It's literally called the Vanilla Ice Project.
No.
So what, dude?
No.
So they definitely know who he is.
I don't know if they do, Jack.
Yes, they
do. I'm telling you right now.
Jared, only millennials older can afford a house. So I don't think Gen Z is watching.
Yes, they are because they're dreaming about having a house.
The intro, Gen Z does not watch HGTV. The intro for the show says, get to know Vanilla Ice, a.k.a. Rob Van Winkle, host of the HGTV and DIY Network hits Vanilla Ice Goes Amish and the Vanilla Ice Project. Vanilla Ice Goes Amish.
We should remind them about the...
Yes.
The row?
The row. With the ripping of the hair. Wow.
Anyways.
Astonished.
He's out there flipping houses.
All right, we're going to move on. In 2010, the world's largest building at the time opened in Dubai. It's...
The Burj Khalifa.
The Shark?
Yes.
Oh, the Shard? No.
It stood at...
Yeah, it looks like
22 feet tall.
27,000?
2,700
That's almost... That's half a mile tall.
You said 27.
22.
That's not how you say numbers. That's not how you say numbers of that magnitude.
2,722.
Yeah, 27. You just say 2,700 is better. Don't say two different numbers and then act like they're one.
That's why I was like, wait, how tall is it?
You gave me a street address.
2,722. 2,722 feet tall.
Whatever.
Oh my God.
It looked weird when I was reading it. That's a half.
Have you seen
tall.
The images Over. Of Tom Cruise on there? Because they did like a Mission Impossible. He's just like sitting on top of it, no harness, not, on the
Dude,
top.
He
of
is
it.
Wild.
Like on top of the radio, like tower.
He's
at the top.
Not human. He's like a lizard.
Well, he's a lizard person for sure.
Yeah. He's something else.
He's got three
If he's
front
gonna
teeth.
Sit up there without a harness,
yeah.
Yeah, but he's a stuntman.
But there's another photo of
he is.
Yeah, he does all of
he
his
does
stunts.
All of his own stunts.
He has no fear?
He has no fear.
Well, he's a psychopath, I'm sure.
They zapped that out of him.
Yeah, they did.
He has three front teeth.
He has one middle tooth.
Wait.
And then surrounding teeth.
How is no one weirded out about that?
His three front teeth?
Yeah.
Are you going to do the Google image where they draw the line, the symmetry line?
They make the line.
Somebody else has three front teeth. I forget who it was. Yo. Maybe a Jonas brother?
Whatever.
That's okay.
I mean, hey. You either have a middle tooth or you have...
You know, you don't really notice it, I've got to say.
Let's be real. And we've had this conversation
like the
before.
Top search when you put Tom Cruise middle.
Middle tooth.
Well, what else would it be? Tom Cruise middle
can
child?
Can we be real for a second? I am going to throw him a bone here.
He needed jaw surgery.
I'm throwing him a bone.
What?
He is, in my opinion, probably the best action movie star of all time.
That also looks like a fake tooth. Like he had it knocked out.
That's in the middle.
But it's completely different than the rest of his teeth.
Have either of you watched the newest?
It's different than the rest of his teeth. It looks like it got knocked out. Look how high the root goes.
It's probably from doing stunts.
Yeah,
he probably got it knocked out because that doesn't look.
It probably did get knocked out.
Or the one to the or the one next to it is fake.
This does
they
not change the fact that he has a middle tooth.
But he still has. He's just not symmetrical. Like his nose doesn't line up with the middle.
No.
Of his thing.
It doesn't matter. And I'm going back to what I was saying.
Why?
Okay. Probably the best action movie star. Of all time.
Oh, no, I can agree with that.
You know, like...
He's enjoyable to watch.
He's incredible,
No, he is incredible.
Even like, in an interview with a vampire and roles like that, he's amazing.
Well, he was hot during
but
that.
Everybody
they
talks,
all were. Antonio Banderas. Brad Pitt.
That's
everybody
like the
talks
hottest
all this
movie
shit.
I've ever seen.
We should have watched that for
all
Halloween.
This shit, but like, if you just want to enjoy the body of work that the guy has, it's incredible what he's put out.
Yeah.
He's done some amazing movies, so...
Okay.
I'm throwing
Jerry
him a
Maguire?
Bone. I'm throwing a quick bone.
Throw him a quick
Let's
bone.
Let's move on.
Okay, the last thing for today is in 2022, last year, BlackBerry phones officially ended their service after a year-long transition to a software-based business model. RIP to the BlackBerry.
Did you guys ever switch to one back in the day?
I had a BlackBerry.
We had this conversation because I said you got to watch the doc.
That's right.
Yeah, I had a BlackBerry so long.
Weird time.
Lasted so
I don't need a whole keyboard on my phone.
No. Okay, before we get to On the Stand, I got to tell you our word of the day.
Are we doing On the Stand or are we doing Ask Ginger, Ask a Gal?
We're gonna do both.
Oh, great.
Our word is a German word, and it's Treppenwitz.
Oh.
Treppenwitz is a term used to describe a situation in which you think of a clever comeback or really witty comeback after it's too late to use.
That slaps.
That really just
resonates.
Kills ya.
That's almost any time anyone's ever insulted me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm never, I'm not.
You know who's king at this? George. Like Costanza? The jerk store.
That oh, whole, yeah. Dude.
The jerk store is running out of you.
Yeah. Dude. He really is.
The jerk store is running out of you.
I love it. Trep and Vits.
That's all too real.
Everybody can think of a time that that happened to them.
100%.
I'm thinking about all of them at once.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era, somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. If it's guilty or not guilty, bring it to you on Instagram. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Please send us in your On the Stands. The number is
818-446-6889.
Call us in. Let us know what you're loving or hating this week.
Yes. Sorry, you caught me mid-yawn. I was ready, but...
It's okay. I saw it. I just had to keep going.
Something took me over.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Great.
So this week, I'm putting sub-tweeting on the stand.
That's a thing still?
Well, so sub-tweeting these days exists a little bit differently.
Can we explain what a sub-tweeting is?
So basically, sub-tweeting originated from Twitter, obviously, back in the day. And when you would sub-tweet somebody, it's when you're like talking about them.
Throw in shade,
but you didn't mention them. You're not like adding them.
Oh.
Or you're not saying their name. You're just like... throwing shade.
Like when you do X or Y, when like someone doing X or Y, there's controversy around it. It's like in... It's...
I know, I got it.
Calling
it
out without explicitly calling it out.
But you're not tagging them, they're at.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So I have like two examples of how I've seen this recently. And I've got to say, I'm defending subtweeting because I fucking love seeing it happen.
So snarky.
I don't ever do it because I don't have any drama that I would ever publicly want to share anywhere.
I've got some enlightenment for you after you say this.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But I love when it happens. One time that it happened was in the recent months. There was a big kerfuffle in the true crime community, and there was a lot of subtweeting going on regarding this. And I just love it because it's like when you're in the know... you can kind of see everything that's going on and you're like, I know what they're talking
about.
You're
outside the matrix.
I know who they're shading.
Yeah.
I know, I'm reading between the lines and I know what's going on.
Yes.
And then there was something else that happened recently between a couple that I follow that had broken up, and they were both posting pictures and their captions were very much aimed at each other in like sort of like a digging way.
Ooh.
And everybody knew. Everybody knew. But it's like, I think when you subtweet, you think that you're being sneaky and like only like maybe somebody could possibly pick it up, but like everybody knows.
This is where my enlightenment is coming from. Okay?
Can't wait to hear this.
What?
last year, a while back, there was a brief moment in time where there was some people talking shit. I was getting a lot of shit talking in my direction on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's tagging me. I'm seeing all of them.
Why?
Because the algorithm, where it's, I don't go on this shit anymore. I don't really ever open up X or Twitter.
I don't
or
even have one.
But what it was doing was when I was on my feed, it would show me like a couple of things of people that I follow. And then it was just showing me all of these subtweets that were either about someone that I know or someone like
they know.
All of this shit was being sent directly to me. I'm watching people directly talking shit, and it's being served right to my eyeballs.
They know.
Oh yeah.
Twitter knows.
The algorithm is new. Knows. The algorithm is different. If you think you're being sneaky, most likely you're not.
No.
I saw everything and it was so fun.
But like they meant for you to.
Oh yeah.
Like if people are shading you,
they want you
they're
to
doing
see it.
It on purpose.
But then they want to be like, oh, I didn't, that wasn't about you.
But yeah. What's interesting
it's like,
to
yeah,
me,
it was about you.
It's even more interesting to me though, because the way that the algorithm is somehow designed, it just
knows
it to you. And that was the scary part where I was just like, I'm not tagged in any of this stuff, but it just is running in these circles and I'm seeing it.
It made its way back.
You're an oracle, Jared.
The internet.
It reminds me of that old TikTok sound, like, no one's going to know. They're going to know.
They're going to know.
Yeah.
They're going to know. How could they know?
Yeah.
They just do.
They just do.
I love it.
And they do. And I stay off that shit now because the algorithm creeped me out. The whole thing's weird.
Not into
it. Well, when it's not about you, when you're on the outside of it, just looking in, just as an observer, I love to see it.
It's pretty funny.
It's so good.
What a blast.
I'm going to say not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Go nuts, everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody else?
Today, I'm putting on the stand the pot stickers from Trader Joe's.
Oh.
The veggie pot stickers from Trader Joe's. And I am defending, and I feel like I just want, and this is more so a PSA to let people know what the best frozen pot sticker in the entire game is. It's the Trader Joe's vegetable pot sticker.
You don't like chicken?
Nope. I do, but I'm specifically talking about the veggie ones.
The gyoza?
The gyoza.
The gyoza.
These have saved my butt in a pinch so many times. And
what kind of pinch are you getting in where the pot sticker is the solution?
So fucking many. You have no idea.
He's been in many pinches.
For example, yesterday, Jack's got an early dinner happy hour planned with her parents, okay? We're talking 3:30. What do you do when lunch rolls around? You can't eat a full lunch. I'm in a pinch now because I need a small amount of food to get me through to happy hour.
Did you have them?
I had three pot stickers.
You made only three in the pan?
I made six because she had some as well. Okay, I had four, so I made seven.
You made a lot.
I made a lot. I made seven. And then she only ate like one or two, so then I ate like five.
Five.
So then, oops, I had too much. Like, I had a full lunch. I had a full lunch.
Okay.
But the reason I like these so much is that if you know what you're doing, like so many people are so quick to like throw them in the microwave really quick, and that ruins them.
Why would anyone do that?
A lot of people sometimes do that. Jack does that.
You're sick.
I don't like cooking.
A quick pan fry. Pan fry takes 8 minutes.
I feel like I'll still fuck it up.
Oh, dude, they're so good.
Pan fry is delicious.
It is delicious,
especially if you use butter.
Oh,
it's over.
But I know there's a lot of elitists out there, especially when it comes to dumplings and gyoza. And I just wanted to say that Trader Joe's, I was talking to some friends last night, and I was asking if these are the one true gyoza. The answer is yes.
The one true.
Yes.
Not like an authentic one you get from...
I'm talking frozen. I'm talking frozen.
Okay.
Because Costco does it too, and they're okay, but they're not as good.
I do have to say they're one of the best snacks that I've ever had.
I love a pot sticker.
Dude.
I love a pot sticker. You can't go wrong with pot stickers.
Pan fry them.
Best.
Get some veggie oil. Throw them in there.
Butter.
Bang, bang,
butter.
Boom.
Ooh, butter. Butter. That's life something we have
I'm telling
been
you.
Doing.
Imagine it.
You're frying them in butter?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
That really brings it to the next level, Jared.
Well, everything. I do eggs and butter. I do everything in butter.
Yeah, but I got to kind of
crank the heat. It's the same as oil.
Butter's got a low smoke point, though.
Works for me.
Okay. You're really brown butter, then.
Well, I don't like to, like, have it sputtering on me. Like, I don't want
oh, I do.
Oil splashing
That's how you
on
get that crispy bottom.
I don't really fuck with that.
He wants to be sputtered on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'd cook it nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, those
not guilty.
Those
Jack knows
are
when I make else. Those things, it goes hard.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good. I don't
they're
know what it is.
Very good.
Sorry, this on the stand. I hijacked this on the stand. It's a PSA.
I'm hungry now.
They're the best.
I know. I want some.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. All right. I've got one.
Yeah.
broccoli cheddar soup.
Oh,
yeah.
It's that time of the year. If
First
you're going to do soup,
it's soup season. Soup was going to be my general one. But the other day I was having the craziest broccoli and cheddar soup craving. Mm. And I had to get it from somewhere other than Panera because like I needed something for Matt.
Yeah.
And like Panera doesn't have anything vegan.
Yeah.
So there was some soup place where they had a vegan chili. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to get it from here. And it came and it was like every bit as wonderful as I imagined. Dude. And it was like a big
vat. Wait, you got it from a different place than Panera?
Like a soup bar.
Okay.
That I was on Postmates.
But it was still fire.
It was delicious.
Okay.
Panera's broccoli cheddar soup is fuego, though.
Maybe that's what I'm going to get today.
So good.
Damn, that sounds so good. I haven't had that in so long.
Mm, that's all I want. But the point is that broccoli cheddar soup is an underrated food.
Yeah.
I agree.
It is. Had it at your like bridal shower.
Yeah, from Panera.
God, that was good.
Here's my question. When you get this, first off, you're probably not doing the bread bowl, but my question is, they offer the side, right? It's like an apple.
You don't want a side.
I want the bread. I want to dunk stuff.
Bread.
I'm dunking. We're going savory. I know we had that discussion about dunking in sweet stuff.
Yeah.
We're going savory like this.
I'm dunking savory dunk.
Bread. I'm dunking bread in the cheese.
Crackers. Bread.
Oh. We're dunking sour
bread. You could baptize me in broccoli cheddar
soup.
You
holding up your hand like you're at a religious ceremony.
Baptize me in the broccoli cheddar.
It feels like a religious experience eating broccoli cheddar soup.
At one point during Jack's bridal shower, we were literally like six of us eating out of this vat.
Yeah.
Like I was like, we're sick. We're possessed.
That's
why was a spiritual moment.
It takes you over. The broccoli cheddar takes over your soul.
That's my dream birthday party or any party.
Broccoli cheddar soup?
Me and all the homies, a trough of broccoli cheddar soup.
You literally missed it at my bridal shower. That's literally what we did.
Well, I can't go to that.
You could have if you were home.
I didn't think it was allowed.
You could have showed up with flowers. That's what guys do.
Yeah, that's actually what your partner's supposed to do.
I wasn't home.
You could have sent him.
Oh, has this been on your mind?
No, I literally.
You're already married.
It.
I think the jig is up.
I haven't thought of that until this moment.
I think it's gonna
spoiler alert. It worked.
I think it's gonna
fine.
I think it's gonna be okay.
Oh, wait, that's what people. I don't know wedding traditions.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't a deal breaker, Jared.
At a bridal shower, the man's supposed to come
at the
end with flowers.
With flowers.
Says who?
Everyone.
That's just the. That's
nobody tells me this. Stuff.
You weren't home. Well, we're going to make you feel worse.
Fuck. Yeah, you're doing it now.
Like, do this thing you can't do, so feel bad about it while you're gone.
You should have.
Right. Well, sorry about all that.
You could have told Bill to pick up flowers from you.
Yeah, I could have done. I could have, should have, guys.
Could have, should have. You're lucky.
You know,
that
Bill would have been like, on it.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill would have done whatever I needed.
Yeah. Well, missed opportunity from you.
Sorry,
so,
everybody.
Well, whatever.
May this relationship rest.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're answering some of your questions.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
All right, welcome to Ask a Girl, Ask a Ginger. We're back answering your burning questions.
We are the experts.
It's been a bit.
We're all still kicking. I'll say that
we're living. So
doing pretty good.
You know, we've made it 30 something years. I feel like we can give some sort of advice. No, I think we're living decent lives. Oh,
things are fine.
Okay, before we started this, I thought it was so funny because I posted on Instagram stories and I was like, you know, we're doing an episode of Ask a Girl, Ask a Ginger, like send in your questions. And I get this one reply.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I'm going to say this vaguely, but she started replying to my stories so nicely. And then out of one day, she just started replying very mean things to me. And for the past year, it's all just been rude.
Like what else?
Get over yourself, a new low. It looks dirty. You're not going to melt Jesus.
What?
Oh my God, shut up already.
Oh my God. Dude. Yo, hey.
She doesn't even follow me.
Check this shit out.
Like, she doesn't follow you?
No.
But then how does she check your shit?
She must just check it to reply mean things.
I think that's so strange.
This is a, well, how far do we want to get in the weeds on this? Because
probably not that far.
I think we can get, hey, you know.
Listen.
Did she reply? Wait, what was her question to ask a?
It just said that she doesn't care about me.
Does she actually listen to our podcast?
I don't think so.
So she's lying about being here for the true crime.
I think she does listen to our podcast.
You think so?
And I think she listens on Tuesdays on Patreon. I think she listens on Wednesdays for true crime. I think she listens on Thursdays for exactly what we're saying right now.
Well, a reminder.
And this is the problem.
A reminder is that we separated this out to so people had a choice.
Yeah.
It's super easy to just not listen to Killing Time.
Yeah.
You guys know about the hug of death?
Tell me.
Well, it's usually like, well, maybe this doesn't apply here.
What?
But like the hug of death, it's like you become so infatuated with something that you then destroy it.
I mean, well, that happens to everybody that
great example
has
like,
anything.
Well, the extreme example is John Lennon.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like it's the idea that like you
well,
see.
Well, it's basically anything that ends up having a fandom.
Yeah.
It's like they build you up to tear you down.
Yeah. That means we're doing well, though.
I don't know if that's what's happening in this case scenario, but I was like, ouch. Okay. Anyways, we did get some actual questions that we can answer.
Love that.
So the first one comes from. Sorry. Okay. Our first question is, I've been dating a guy for 2 months. We're exclusive, but we haven't defined the relationship. Do I bring it up? And I actually saw a clip from Nick Viall, and he was kind of talking about the same thing. And I loved what his answer was. And I was like, this is something that I wish I would have known back in the day in situations like this. Because we were just talking before this podcast. We've been in this situation so many times.
Yeah.
Maybe not you're not exclusive, but you've been dating. You're like, it's at the time where it's like, okay, like, are we shitting or are we
in
getting
or
off
out.
The pot? Yeah.
Ew.
Shut up. So what Nick had said in this clip that I saw, he was like, you don't ask. You tell the person. You tell them how you're feeling and you're saying what you would like moving forward. So then you're putting yourself almost in a position of power because
yeah.
it's like, this is what I want. Like, what's your answer? Rather than being like, I really like you. Like, are we going to ever
are
be?
You, do you like me enough? Like,
yeah.
are you committed to me? It's like, no, here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
If that doesn't align with you, I'm out.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
I like that. Like, I like that better than just like worrying about bringing it up and worrying about asking the question and asking how they feel
right.
rather than just like laying it out for them and being like, this is how I feel. I'd like you to be a part of my life. I would like to be exclusive with you. Yes. It's like check yes or no.
Check yes or no. No means I'm out though.
Yeah.
Most people that I know who are still single and still trying to figure it out fall victim to this. And it's they have a lot of question marks when they're especially when they're around a new person. And this usually is the big sort of like hurdle. Is they're like, I don't know what this is. It's like, well, define what this is and then see if they align with that. And then if not, bail.
Well, and especially at our age too. It's like we don't have time to be fucking around for a long time.
Yeah.
And like the longer that you wait for the other person to bring it up, the more time that you're wasting that you could be using trying to get to know somebody else that's
or
new.
Getting to know them better. Like
yeah.
oftentimes they're in the same spot as you and just don't really know
right.
how to bring it up, or they're worried about rejection, or they're not on the same page at all. But either way,
and they're just wasting your time.
Yeah. And like, but the empowering yourself with knowledge is the move.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Even if it's not an answer you want.
Yeah. And it's like people are so scared to get the answer that they don't want, but like they don't understand that
it will come eventually.
It's going to, yeah. And
it's either
going to
waste another year or not. Like, because people don't really change their minds, especially if you're months in. It's like people know pretty much right away.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether they're like
right.
all in or not. So if you've wasted 6 months and don't know the answer, do you want to waste 2 more years?
Yeah.
I would say ask.
Yeah.
Or tell.
Tell.
Tell. No, don't ask. Tell.
We're telling.
Get clarity.
Yes. Get your clarity like The Bachelor.
That's right.
And the next question is, and this is good for you, Lex, how to deal with a mean girl at work who everybody loves?
Well, all the mean girls that have been in my life, luckily everyone else saw it. Yeah. So I never felt crazy. The only way to deal with it is to ignore it. Like, there's just no way around it because I've dealt with this. And if you try to be confrontational, mean girls have like a more manipulative side than non-mean girls. So they'll put more energy into spinning something than you could ever imagine doing.
Yeah.
So if you confront the situation, if you try to do something about it, that will get spun. You will look bad because you're not thinking like a calculating person.
No.
You're just thinking. You're emotionally charged. You're just existing. Yeah. You know? So, but a lot of people spend a lot of time and energy trying to control narratives. So you have to ignore and distance, and there's nothing you can do, frankly. And take it as a compliment, because if people are coming after you, then they're threatened.
Yeah. And if it's a situation that you're the only one that's seeing it, obviously they're doing some sort of a manipulation based
in a more
towards
broad
you. Well, I think towards you too, or you're just, I guess, more emotionally evolved than the other people that are around you, that you see through something that other people don't. But like in that point, yeah, the only thing you can really do is ignore it, because you're not going to get anybody else on your side if they're already like sucked into the web of like whatever this girl is all about.
Yeah. Ignore, block, document everything. That's all. That's literally all you can do.
Document everything. I love it.
Yeah. Document it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jared.
But eventually people like that who target people generally move on when they get bored.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Once you're no longer the source of their insecurity, like people get triggered by other people. I don't know what it is. Like, but if someone comes in and they're at your, especially if someone's at your same work level and you come in and you're a little bit better, or you even just look different. I'm not saying better, but like if you have something they don't have, whether it's a different color hair, like people trigger people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just got to ignore it in distance, because like they'll move on to something else, someone else.
Mm. If you let it bounce, then like
if you engage, you're throwing fuel on the fire.
If you just let it bounce off you as much as possible and you literally become completely indifferent, like if you can, I know it's so hard to do because it is so personal, but if you can do that, that takes everything away from the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to do. It's really hard in practice, but in theory, that's what stops it.
Yeah. Yeah. All they want is a reaction.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Mm, don't give it to them.
Good luck.
Next question is, what to say when people say that they can't wait for your wedding, but they're not invited?
Sometimes they'll just show up.
What?
Not when it's in France.
Not when it's in France.
Make it further away. Extend the distance.
I think that like there's something with weddings that everybody needs to understand, that like maybe you're not going to be invited.
Yeah.
Like depending on the size or the scope or like the budget or the location, like just because you're friends with somebody doesn't mean you're going to get invited to their wedding. And like that's an awkward position to be put in when somebody is like, I can't wait for it.
It is. I had to ask recently.
What?
Well, because I didn't know. Like,
ask who?
I had a friend who was getting married and there were invites going out, and I've been between addresses for a couple of years now. So I just wanted to be sure that I wasn't the asshole in not responding to RSVP. So I had to kind of go by. So my advice is go through proxy. Maybe get, if you're not super close with the person.
No, the person is saying how to respond to somebody when they say they're so excited for your wedding.
Oh, it's the reverse of what happened to me.
They're not invited.
Oh, shit. I heard that wrong.
Yeah.
Disregard.
I say just tell them the truth.
Rip the bandaid off and be like, listen, the blame game helps. Be like, listen, our parents are paying for it. We're extremely limited. And I'm so sorry. This isn't to hurt you. I'm just not really in control of this.
Yeah.
You know, blame your partner's family. There's too many of them. Like, you can deflect.
Yeah. Yeah. Deflect onto anything but you.
Yeah. Well, because it's hard to say, like, you didn't make my priority list. You're not important enough to me.
Yeah.
You don't need to. This is where white lies are okay,
yeah,
to be honest,
yeah.
I think. Like, hurting people is never fun. And, you know, some people who think they're closer to you than they actually are might be really hurt. So I think it's okay to use a little white lie.
I think, yeah, you have to use a white lie, because anything else is, like, too personal. Hurtful. And, like, too obvious.
Yeah.
Send them the song Uninvited
by
Alanis Morissette.
Oh,
is that a real song?
You're uninvited. You never heard that song?
It's great.
Sounds like all of our songs.
Great rendition.
That was a pretty good Alanis, right?
That was a pretty good Alanis.
Now they all sound like that.
We need to make sure that's actually her.
She has a very distinct voice.
She yells.
I love her so much.
Mad.
I love her so much.
Me too. I liked her Naked video.
Oh, so good.
Was that Adia? No.
What? The song?
Is that the name of her song?
I don't remember.
Whatever.
Well, I think that we're out of time.
We're late.
We love you all. Happy New Year to everybody.
The song is called Uninvited. I just looked it up. It's a real song. It's by Atlanta.
Nice. You did it.
There you go, Jared.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.